the DCS golf invite and your team. I guess one thing is I think you were supposed to be down at Cambridge last week for that invite. That got canceled. So I bet your guys are itching to get out there in a real meet atmosphere, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. So I really wanted to see them get out and get themselves tested last week. And of course there was 12 teams in Cambridge, and unfortunately the weather didn't cooperate. Tomorrow's supposed to be around 60, so it'll be a great day. And we've got 8 teams coming, and so it'll be, a little bit of curiosity to see how the season starts out. So I have high expectations for them. So.
And as many of folks know in the golf world around the state of Nebraska, in the springtime, you're going to get some wind. It's supposed to be windy and at times some raindrops, stuff like that. But looks like you're going to have to endure a couple of windy days here ahead for you.
Yeah. So, but they, that's the way it is. So that's the way golf goes. So,
Coach, can you throw some names out? Now, you've got some experienced guys back for this team this year, don't you?
Yeah, we didn't lose anybody last year, so I would expect Dante Horner and Brody Rogers and Owen Matthews, who were on the varsity team last year, expecting big things out of them. Tousdale who played quite a bit last year, has his game stepped up quite a bit, and so I'm expecting to see quite a bit out of them. My fifth man's a little bit up in the air right now, so we're trying to fill that spot. So all of those guys are returning from last year, so we got good experience, so I expect they're going to be a strong contender this year.
How many kids out, freshmen through the senior class, out for golf this year?
I've got 10 of them out right now, so which is a couple more than last year, and so it's quite a bit more interest. I have some other young players that that we'll see next year that will definitely booster the team next year. So it seems to be, it is picking up interest. So
how's your course in Benkelman look right now?
Looks pretty good. The weather hasn't been real conducive, so it's greening up, and it'll be in good shape tomorrow, so we'll be in fine shape.
Who's some of the team? Who's a team or two you feel like are going to challenge your team? But you always like to win your home invite, of course. So who's some of the teams you feel like will challenge your team tomorrow?
Cambridge always seems to come up with a strong team. Hitchcock are always in there, but I don't know. They lost some players last year, so Southwest will have a strong team again, but Lyle over at Cambridge always seems to put together a great team, so he's always a contender. So
good field of teams. These are RPAC teams this year. When it comes, you're going to see a lot of these schools at different meets, and the RPAC conference meet, of course, going to be right there in Cambridge this year. But yourself, Hitchcock's got some kids back from the state tournament team last year. Southern Valley always usually has some pretty good kids. You mentioned Cambridge, so. Yeah, conference teams, when you face them in conference meets and out of conference meets, it's going to be pretty tough this year.
It is. It definitely is. So, we had a good showing last year, and with everybody returning from a year ago because we didn't lose anybody. So, the early play by the boys seems really strong. So, I think we're going to be a strong contention to be right there.